always good to give it a pause for the cause. If Chris is listening, I wanted to ask him about his network radio. Because like you guys know, I use a network radio to get into the system. So I'm just wondering whether or not he's got the same HD that I'm using or mobile unit. There's quite a few out there. Anyway, Randy, take it away. DE5RJM3HLY.
Portable. Maybe he keyed up by accident there, but his call sign came up on the blue screen there for a second. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Back to you there, Henry.
Yeah, okay, Neil, thanks for the notice, because I didn't hear him at all, and I thought we were leaving gaps, but yeah, he might have just keyed up temporarily, but if he's listening, please do key up and give us some wisdom over here, David, if you're listening, but until then, I want to hand it back to Chris. Hopefully he's got the audio issue resolved. Go ahead, Chris, VA3HLY, in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan.
Fixes it. I closed Echo Link and reopened it. Is this any better? JJ by VWS.
Oh, much, 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 much better. Much better, Chris. KJ5, EWS, VA3HRY. Go ahead, Chris. And, yeah, give me some details of the radio you're using, and I'll give you the same. Over.
Yeah, this this network radio one is NEQ, I hope I'm getting that right, NEQ model WQ Plus. And it's one that a friend of mine had and just kind of stopped using, so he passed it over to me, and I'm getting it set up with the CFP peanut on there, TV switch, Echo Link, and talk to me. I also recently got one of these Hamlink EOC radios. That's being offered for some of the folks that talk to me. That's really neat because it's able to bridge or connect with networks like this one. In fact, I just sent an email to see if the 420 network would be able to link up with them because that would then put it on the TOP network, which is pretty much the common cellular is working. It's pretty much available anywhere. And it's, apparently the network is not tied to a single provider. When you turn on the radio, it uses the voting system to pick which band is getting the best signal from and connects to that provider. So it's pretty handy. I've had it for a few days now, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
KJ5EWS, VA3HLY. Chris, I've got some bad news. It did it all over again, the entire transmission. And it's a quick echo. It's like maybe a double echo, if that makes any sense. So you may want to look into that. While there is, I do understand some of what you were saying. It's hard to follow. You want to look into that, Chris, and maybe do some echo test, audio testing, and see what's going on. KJ5EWS VA3HY. I'll be listening.
Echo one, echo papa. Maybe he's got two modes that are open at once, and that's why he's creating a loop. It's just a thought. Back to you there, Chris. I see you rebooted there, so try it again. Kilo Julia 5, echo Whiskey Sierra. The mic is yours.
Yeah, actually, I switched over to Echo Link on my cell phone. Not sure what's going on. I'm just using the Echo Link app on this network radio, and I just connect to the one room, so I'm not entirely sure how it would be operating in more than one mode, but I may just have to power this radio off completely or go into the settings. And let's see here, it's currently using a relay network connection. I suppose I could try direct and see if that makes a difference, but I suspect, and I should probably ask, is it sounding any better now that I'm using my my cell phone connection?
I got it. I got it. Chris, that's what they call the proxy. A proxy is a station away from your station that helps you connect with the whole network system. And sometimes the proxy either gives out or maybe there's too many people on that proxy. So you're best just to go back to settings, hit your proxy, whether it's relay or whether it's direct, and that's the only fix I can figure. I've been using EchoLink for 30 years, and that's generally the culprit when things don't work out, or
five,
or
one,
the
two,
uh,
five,
your call
three,
sign may not
seven,
even come up because it's churning to find a proper proxy. And if it don't find it, then you got to go back to settings and hit it again, and then your list of stations will come up, and then you'll be able to get a contact. So that's the quick version. What was the question about the dashboard that you're monitoring that you wanted to attempt? Go ahead.
Oh, yes, thank you. I suppose that last transmission when I was explaining it was not able to be copied. So what I was asking is if there's any chance that the 420 network may be able to end up on the POC network called Hamlink. It is a relatively new system that is operated by hams who have POC radios, or the radios that operate over cellular. And currently, I just got this radio earlier this week, and I've been using it with Kansas City Wide. The Dew Drop In network is on there, and another one called 11 Cats, which I just came across. But it sounds like they're trying to expand and get more systems on there, and it is through, in the U.S., the provider is called Talk to Me, so like Talk, the number 2, and then Me. I'm not sure about up in Canada if it's available up there or not. I haven't seen any mention of that, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's been a lot of fun. It always gets, just like a cell phone, it gets great reception pretty much anywhere, so you get a chance, you may want to check them out. It's been pretty interesting. So, this is Chris, KJ5EWS, and I think I'm sending it back to Henry.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Yeah, that last transmission was awesome. Spot on, and the transmission before that, excellent. Yeah, I'm using a network radio and handheld, an Enrico Tango 320. And I bought it about a year ago, and I've enjoyed it ever since. And I've got mine connected to a proxy. I tried the rest, and it always worked, no problem. And proxy also works, no problem. So that's all I've got. I'll hand it back to Emil.
Yeah, again, I left a little pause there in case we have priority traffic or somebody may want to jump in there. What I can tell you, though, Chris, if this dashboard is an amazing dashboard. I don't know. Just let me know if you're watching the 420 dashboard there while you're communicating. Can you confirm? Over.
Yes, I sure am. I'm on dashboard.420hamradio.network. And this is probably the slickest dashboard that I have seen yet, as far as net monitors go. So I don't know if this is a custom solution or what, but it looks great.
Yeah, a friend of mine. His name is Rue. He designed it. He's probably one of the best computer geeks that I ever known. And amazingly enough, Chris, while you're talking, while there's communication going on, if you hit your Echolink text box and send a message, it'll come up on the sidebar on the right. That's one beautiful thing. The other one is that. Well, I see we got another new station on board, so just stand by there, Chris. I will grab that station and we'll see how he's doing. So Bravo Hotel 6 Tango Kilo Quebec. Bravo Hotel 6 Tango Kilo Quebec. The mic is yours. Go ahead. Over.